This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Since the Macon County Health Department's last update on Wednesday, there have been 32 new COVID-19 cases reported in Macon County. This brings the total number of COVID-19 cases to 15,115 since the start of the pandemic locally. There are currently 20 hospitalizations. The Decatur Regional Chamber of Commerce is currently accepting nominations for the Decatur Hall of Fame. Nominations will be taken until October 15th. This honor is presented to individuals whose dedication and extraordinary contributions have made the Decatur community a better place. The induction ceremony and press conference will be held at the Chamber Community Thanksgiving Luncheon on November 23rd. For more information on how to make a nomination, go to nowdecatur.com. The Macon County Health Department is offering additional back-to-school immunization appointments for students in kindergarten, 6th grade, and 12th grade. Appointments will be offered on October 15th and October 18th. For information on scheduling an appointment, go to nowdecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
100 million shots. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The U.S. about to hit that number of COVID vaccine doses jabbed into arms. More than three-quarters of Americans, 12 and older, have had at least one dose.
Look, I know the vaccination requirements are tough medicine. Unpopular with some. Politics for others. But they're life-saving.
Which President Biden says is worth those who don't comply losing jobs. He was in Illinois supporting companies with vaccine mandates.
I look forward to more businesses joining that effort.
Now in Florida, led by Republicans, there's a pushback on a different kind of COVID mandate. Fox's Evan Brown live in Broward County.
Yeah, Dave, Florida's state education officials will be penalizing 8 county school districts following a vote Thursday for their forcing students to wear masks against the orders of Governor Ron DeSantis. One of those districts is Miami-Dade. Alberto Carvalho is the superintendent.
The law allows parents to make decisions about their own child, but does not afford the right to harm another.
Though the state now says they can and will withhold funding from these districts. Earlier this week, the state docked the Broward County school system more than $420,000, Dave.
Evan, the Senate voted last night to raise the debt limit, nearly $500 billion, enough to get us to December.
Republicans played a dangerous and risky partisan game.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Now, some Republicans are not happy with the deal. The House will vote on Tuesday. Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox.
We had a process in place. We made a promise for 2 months that we would make them do it without our help, and we folded, and I hate that.
Two journalists are sharing the Nobel Peace Prize handed out this morning. Maria Ressa, who operates a news site in the Philippines, and Dmitry Muradov, editor of an independent newspaper in Russia. They were honored for their work safeguarding freedom of expression. America's listening to Fox News.
Now, when the news channels start using terms like quantitative easing and now tapering a lot, you know there's trouble ahead. What does it mean? Well, despite everything you hear, it just means less money in your pocket, fewer dollars to spend. Everything costs more. Food, gas, utilities, all going up. Does anything cost less than last year? It's bad enough if you're young, but if you're close to retirement, it could be a disaster for your savings. A gold or silver IRA or 401k with Noble Gold will solve this inflation problem for good. And they're giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with each qualifying plan you start this month as a thank you. Not bad, huh? The best part? You'll speak to an expert. No hassle, no pressure, just a look at your options and what you can do to stop the Fed stealing your hard-earned money. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com or call us at 877-646-5347.
Former President Trump is trying to keep a lid on four ex-White House officials who are being called on to testify before the House committee investigating the January Capitol attack. A Trump lawyer is urging them not to provide materials related to official duties, citing executive privilege. Now, Senate Democrats put out a report saying the former president pressured the Justice Department trying to overturn election results.
And many other players like Mark Meadows in the White House were also pressuring the Department of Justice in a way that frankly was unacceptable under existing standards and guidelines.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin is recommending strengthening policies about White House interference at the Justice Department. A report from the committee's Republicans say testimony makes clear Trump listened to advisors, did not overrule the Justice Department or fire the acting attorney general. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Next hour, we'll get the jobs report.
Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal forecast that 500,000 jobs were added in September, up from a disappointing 235,000 added in August. The figure was the fewest amount in 7 months, despite businesses posting record numbers of job openings.
Fox's Hillary Barsky next hour. Wall Street could also react to the report. For now, stock futures are up slightly. In baseball's playoffs,
there goes the Rosarena!
Call courtesy of Fox Sports 1. Randy Arozarena steals home plate in the seventh to pad the Rays' lead. He had a solo shot in the fifth to become the first player in MLB postseason history to homer and steal home in the same game. Shane McClanahan with five scoreless innings as Tampa Bay blanks the Boston Red Sox 5-0 to take game one of their AL Division Series. The Houston Astros jumped out to the early series lead as well Thursday. A 6-1 win over the Chicago White Sox. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In the NFL, the Los Angeles Rams kicked off week 5 beating the Seattle Seahawks last night 26-7. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Good morning. Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today, we've got areas of dense fog up until around 11. Otherwise, it's going to be partly sunny today for a high of 78 during the food drive. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 59. For Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 84. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 88. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 61 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:06. Happy Friday.
Good morning and welcome to the 20th annual WSOY Community Food Drive. We're broadcasting live from the Kroger at US 36. 20 years in the making. Tons of guests. Let's raise lots of money. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. It looks like the start of a beautiful day out here. A little foggy this morning if you are out and about. Kevin Berhaney joining me on the stage here at Kroger on US 36. The phone lines are open. Very simple and easy for you to do. And remember to include the area code because you have to do that now. 217-875-3350 is the telephone number. If you'd like to call and give, you can also go to nowdecatur.com and find all that information as well as a Venmo code and also an online way
of giving via a credit card. Plenty of ways you can give, or you can stop by and see us here at the Kroger on US 36. We're going to be out here for the next 12 hours. Kevin, it's going to be, we've had, over the last 20 years, we've had snow. We've had rain, we've had sunshine, we've had wind, we've had a little bit of everything.
And we have a nice day today.
Yes, very much so. A beautiful day. So it is pretty amazing to me, 20 years.
Good morning, Brian, and good morning to everyone listening. And happy Food Drive Day. I love the headline of the Herald Review, Time to Shine Again. And that's what the sun's going to do, and that's what we're going to do today. Brian, you know, I had a thought on the way here. I know it's been a very difficult week for you. And we lost two great supporters of this food drive this year. One being your father, who's been here every year. Terry, I remember him the first year here with your mom. Always been a huge contributor. Brings his $1,000 check every year. And then the other is Mickey Andrews. Mickey Andrews passed away this year. And the Andrews Foundation, the Andrews family, Sally and all the children have been huge, huge supporters. So let's do today in honor of your father and Mickey Andrews and make this a great day.
Absolutely. And there have been so many people over the years who have participated that it is just an amazing thing to watch over 12 hours, including all of our mayors. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf will join us here in just a couple of minutes. But as the paper said today, time to shine.
Time to shine. And it's going to shine today. I think we got a good day in store. We're going for a big, big goal. We're going to beat last year's goal, which was 3.2 million pounds of food. So that means, I guess, we got to do 3.21 million pounds of food.
Absolutely. that is a daunting goal, to say the least. You can give any number of ways. Because of COVID, the same goes last year as this year. We are doing this as safe as we can, and we're asking you to do cash donations only. And you can do that by coming out here. You can do that by calling 217-875-3350 at First Christian Church there. The whole crew is standing by. Or you can stop out here and make a donation, check, cash, or go online at nowdecatur.com. And as I said, there's a Venmo code, also a way to donate directly through credit cards through the United Way. How about the United Way and the Community Foundation? How big have they been in this over the years?
Oh, my gosh. They are, along with Kroger, our major partners. I mean, because of their tax-exempt status, every donation that goes to the United Way and the Community Foundation is tax-deductible, which makes it even an easier and better way for people to give.
Absolutely. And we didn't want to do that at the beginning, going through all the hoops of being a 501c3, so they have been with us all these many years. And then I think about the Howard G. Buffett Foundation. I think about ADM. I think about all of those folks and everyone in between. And we're going to be starting out this morning here with some matching gifts, right?
Some of the in-betweens have been as consistent and reliable as anybody. Made by my normal phone calls, Brian. You know, we all have our routine as we get up to the food drive of what we have to do. And all these people picked up immediately. So let's start with Jeff and Cindy Black. The Black family owns Black, used to be called Black's Hardware. It's now Black and Company. And they're in for $10,000. Got a check via the United Way. They use the United Way for $10,000. Then, your friend and mine, Bob and Kathy Wiesman, they're in Chicago and called them up. They picked up immediately, and they also are giving $10,000 via the Community Foundation. And then thirdly, John and Judy, I should say Judy and John Rice, because I'm always talking to Judy on the food drive, and I just, right here in my hands with this beautiful little card with a puppy on it, I've got a check, Brian, for $10,000 from John and Judy Rice. And it says, here's to a successful food drive the Rices.
Okay, so that means we're starting right now with $30,000 in matching grants.
Exactly.
So, every dollar you donate turns into $2. A $5 donation turns into $10. A $100 donation turns into $200 for the first $30,000 right now. Call 217-875-1340. 217-875-3350, excuse me, get that.
3350.
After saying the other phone number every day about 16 times for 25 years, it's hard to take this name to a different number.
When I substitute for you, I got to avoid saying Soy City Buzz on the Brian Byers Show.
There you have it. 217-875-3350. And for the next, well, as long as this $30,000 lasts, it's going to be matched thanks to the generosity of those three families.
Yeah, and I got a match right here.
Okay.
Right off the top. From Holy Family Parish, this is a gift to the WSOY food drive in the amount of $2,773. That gets matched and doubled. So that's Holy Family Parish.
Absolutely. Fantastic stuff. So the checks are coming in. The pledges are coming in. You can join the cause. You remember, with the partnership that we've had with the Central Illinois Food Bank, 19 cents a pound is as little as they can buy it. Which is incredible when you think about the bulk and what they're able
leverage.
To do. Absolutely. And then they can buy what they want, when they want, what they need, when they need, which really gives the food pantries a completely different ability to be able to serve this community.
Right. They don't just hand out cans of food that some people don't want or don't need. They purchase what everybody wants. And it's all nutrition, conscious, and it's just a great way to leverage a dollar to where it's now five times the amount that it once was.
Absolutely. And Jim and Suzanne Schwartz, you know very well,
$100. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Their donation going. By the way, our school contest is underway, so when you're making your donation, if you're doing it online, there's a place for you to put that school in there. If you're calling 217-875-3350, just tell them. Their $100 donation goes to Parsons Elementary. Craig and D. Hill with a $250 donation. That just turned into $500
already.
With the school, Mount Zion. So put your school in, put your donation in, and help the cause.
By the way, the Weismans, I think, what, their $10,000 to go half to St. Teresa and half to Holy Family, and the Blacks to Mount Zion. And
okay, now are we telling the bank all this, or do you just have all this in your head?
I'm telling the bank as I'm on the radio. And
okay, that's
I will. I'll
okay.
get it squared away. And and then the Rices goes to Our Lady of Lourdes.
Okay, fantastic. Give us a call, 217-875-3350, 217-875-3350. The first $30,000 this morning will be matched thanks to the generosity of the Weismans, the Rices, and Jeff and Cindy Black. 217-875-3350. We're expecting a pretty wild and woolly day here. I mean,
hey,
12 hours.
I'm getting a call from Portugal.
Are you?
Yes, my daughter. And I'm not going to pick up, Meg, but I know that she just donated $500 because I got a text from your husband. They're in Portugal donating from Portugal. How cool is that?
They are, and I have to tell you, I'll tell you a sweet story about Megan off the air, that she did something very nice for me and my family while in Portugal. And I know that Mike and Matt and our social media crew aren't able to be out here this year. I mean, we're still doing all that, but they had a trip planned, I guess, evidently last year during COVID, and it got postponed, and this just happened to be the week.
Right, right. Well, actually, one of them was mine, and Matt and Megan are taking it, and then Michael got offered one 2 weeks ago, and I told him to take it.
Yes, absolutely. We have a lot of people out here, and we're going to thank a lot of people throughout the years. How about Karen? She's like the heart and soul of this event out here, bright and early, working the entire 12 hours as she has for all of these years.
You know, I talked about two patriarchs that we lost, your dad and Mick Andrews this year. We lost the matriarch, her daughter Robin. Robin sat there at that table next to Karen probably for all 20 years, and God rest her soul as well. But Karen's here. She's a trooper, and she soldiers through these adversities and never misses a food drive.
Absolutely, and we love her to death. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back here, Mayor Julie Moore Wolf is going to join us on stage. We've got a lot to get to over the next 12 hours. Please call 217-875-3350, 217-875-3350. 3350. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast.
Today we've got areas of dense fog up until around 11 a.m. Otherwise, partly sunny today for the food drive and a high of 78. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 59. For Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 84. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 88. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 61 degrees, and your WSOI time is 6:19. This look at your weather brought to you by Staley Credit Union, celebrating 91 years of service.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
If you're not getting as much drill out of your drill, if your circular saw is making you dizzy, and if your Sawzall isn't sawing at all, it might be time for a new tool battery. Rex Battery has just the battery that will fit the manufacturer's specifications. We stock our batteries fresh so you get longer life and more power. You don't need to remember any part numbers or secret codes. In fact, you can bring your old battery in and we'll know exactly which one you need. We've spent decades dealing in batteries and know them better than just about anybody. Best of all, your battery is likely sitting right here waiting for you. No need to hope it gets delivered. No need to go to a chain and try to guess which one you need. If your projects are battery powered, Rex Battery can get it going. From the tiniest hearing aids to the biggest farm equipment, nobody knows batteries better than Rex. 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur.
Rex with a double X battery. Generations of power.
Milliken University's 17-month evening MBA program is designed with the working adult in mind and is currently enrolling for the January term. The MBA programs in management and healthcare administration will allow you to gain mastery-level knowledge in all aspects of business. Whether you choose to learn in the high-tech classroom environment or take advantage of the flexibility to attend class virtually, you will graduate prepared to positively impact people, organizations, and communities. Learn more about Milliken's evening MBA program at milliken.edu/MBA.
Add curb appeal with the new Therma-True entry door from Maroa Lumber. Whether you want the look of real wood or a pop of color, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. Therma-True doors are durable and energy efficient. They won't rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to 4 times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the Therma-True doors at Maroa Lumber, 229 East Main in Maroa.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a beautiful, well, it will be beautiful a little later today, Friday, for the 20th annual WSOY Community Food Drive here at the Kroger on US 36. We'll be here for the next... Well, 11 and a half hours, just about, trying to get to past that 3.2 million pounds of food that was raised last year, the cash equivalent of that, basically. And Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins Kevin Berhaney and myself. Mayor, good to see you. I know you have a busy day ahead.
Come on, there we go. Always a busy day, but you know, Brian, this is the very best day of the year in Decatur and Macon County, Illinois. It's when we show who we really are and we really shine as a community. So it's so exciting if the sun would just come up and make it better.
It will be, but we've had way worse conditions.
I know, I've been
than
here.
This over the years. I feel blessed that we've got a 70 plus sunny, partly sunny day ahead. I always think about that for the volunteers more than anyone. We're up here under a cover of a stage, but down there, with rain and snow, it's always sort of nasty, but it's never deterred people from coming out. And it's the one thing we missed these last 2 years. You know, we did somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, 500 volunteers every year. People just wanted to be a part of
it. Oh, it used to just be insane.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was a very well choreographed situation where you'd bring your food in to be weighed and everything else. And but yeah, just so many people who have loved this event and being a part of it and really felt like it was part of giving back. Part of it's writing a check or collecting cans. The other part is, you know, doing the actual labor.
Absolutely. And we want to thank all those folks, James and Debbie and everyone from the United Way and Karen and all the folks that we have out here and we'll have out here over the next 12 hours. The portal isn't open very long for the volunteers with United Way, and it fills up.
Well, if you know what you're doing, you get in early.
yes, and we did have that up early. And we've had to make a couple of last-minute substitutions. But I want to give you the phone number once again. First $30,000 right out of the bat here this morning will be matched. 217-875-3350. 217-875-3350. And the folks at First Christian Church, they man like six phone lines all day. So you can imagine that's quite a few people over 12 hours.
You can go online, too.
What's that?
You can also go online.
Yes, you can.
And, you know, Nauticator.com.
I was getting ready to do that. Roll right in.
I'm just helping you out.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate that. Nauticator.com. you can also, there's a Venmo code there. There's a way to donate right through the United Way portal, which is a tax-deductible gift. If you're concerned about that, I know that many people who have, like they work at ADM, they have, you know, matching gifts. And so if you need to keep track of all that, that's the simplest and easiest way to do that is to go to Nauticator.com and just give. Very easy. And the first $30,000, well, we took up a couple, almost 3,000 of that with this church, with Holy Family check.
They're getting strategic.
26,000, whatever, left in matching dollars. So your 50 bucks turns into 100 bucks, and at 19 cents a pound, do the math, that's a lot of food.
Yeah, it is. And you get so much more bang for your buck. I mean, it's fun to collect the cans, but that's also a lot of work and distributing them, et cetera. But just the amount of food you can generate for a community that has a lot of needs.
And we're playing it safe, Julie.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're not through the pandemic yet, and it's a safer way to do it.
Well, it's the smart thing to do and the right way for this community to move forward. So, you know, accomplishing great things, doing this in a safe way and, you know, meeting the needs of our community.
Yeah, when I said Julie, I should have said Mayor. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I think we go back pretty far in time, you know.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the need. There's been a lot of assistance. There's been a lot of help, but a lot of that, particularly when it comes to rent and other areas, running out, and people are now making tough decisions. We've talked to several of the agencies just in the last few weeks. The numbers are really ticking up as far as assistance.
Well, and the, you know, the money that's been here to help is not, it's that faucet has been turned off. And so we have worked really closely with our partners in the community, with the United Way, with Dove, trying to make sure that federal assistance for rent and for basic needs has gotten in the hands of people. But, Ryan, with any, you know, well intentions are not don't always work as well as you hope. The first round of money we had was so hard for people to access for rent assistance, it was nearly impossible. It was just, you know, inches and inches of paperwork that it was above the pay grade of a lot of us. So, you know, there have been some changes made, but, you know, I think we're about to enter a phase where people are really going to be in a much worse state because the money's not coming in. And so we need to, you know, get people back on their feet, get them in the workforce, get things moving again in the right way.
And as Debbie has explained so many times, you know, it's easier to keep somebody out of poverty than to get somebody out of poverty. And those, you know, oftentimes, and we've heard this particularly, Kevin, over the last couple of years, you know, these food banks are seeing people they've never seen before, first-time people, you know, that have never been or embarrassed to even go, that don't even often know how to ask for help. And if those, if it's 60 days, 90 days, you can help somebody build a bridge to get back and not fall into that trap.
And it's so easy to get there. People, a lot of our folks live in crisis, and so they are going one paycheck at a time, you know, and they may be working a couple of jobs where they don't make a lot of money. But throw in a sickness, an accident, an injury, all of a sudden you are in crisis and you don't know what to do next.
Brian, you saw it firsthand, and it's went on right here in Macon County, and it's going on all over the country. Those food distributions that were handed out this year at the parking lot Civic Center, cars were lined up maybe a mile long, and these were not people that normally had to go and ask for food.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking, Kevin. I've never, you know, we've done this for 20 years on this end of it. I'd never seen that end of it. I didn't know what to expect. The first one we did, I think it was back in June of last year. And Lindsay and I, we showed up at the, first of all, I came down MLK because I knew which way the distribution line was going to come in. And there at the Herald and Review on William Street, as far as you could see east, were cars, and then lined all the way up to get into the Civic Center. This was 45 minutes, an hour before it was supposed to start. And as people came through, I remember as a kid, you know, you'd see pictures in history books about the Great Depression. You know,
the like soup lines.
Yeah. And that is, I stood there for most of that morning just sort of stupefied. I mean, just looking at it and feeling heartbroken that so many people, you know, and they look like me, they look like you, they look like the mayor, just coming through, needing a helping hand. And it's not that there was any shame attached to it. I was just stunned at the amount.
Well, and food is our most basic need, food and shelter. And if you don't have those, you can't get to the next step, which is working and taking care of your family and going to school and doing all the things you do in a normal day. Because if you're going to bed hungry or you're getting up and there's nothing to eat, I mean, it is something that the three of us have never experienced.
So I would say that most people listening to this show, and I know the three of us, we're somewhat insulated from what that's like. In our world, we have been able to get to a certain level in our life where we don't have to deal with problems like that. And to be able to see it and to be able to experience and realize we're just one problem away from being there is probably worth getting your eyes open for.
And this is not a third world country. These are our neighbors. These are the people your kids go to school with. They are people you might see at church that you may have no idea what their struggles are. And, you know, we've got a lot of behavioral health and mental health issues, especially post-COVID and as we get through the pandemic, that has made this so much worse.
I will tell you just firsthand, what my dad has gone through and went through over the last 6 months. That people who didn't have the wherewithal to cover that, a lot of senior citizens, are end up in a. I mean, just the medical bills, the all of that involved, and saw so many people because we spent so much time in hospitals and facilities, and you just see so many of our senior citizens that are in that choice, and somebody goes through that, somebody survives, left behind with nothing. I mean, it's
heartbreaking. With the trauma of the isolation.
Yes.
And then you go into the illness, you go into the loss, you go into losing a spouse, and just so many factors. I mean, we don't know all that we have been through in the last year and a half. I think it's going to be a long time before we really assess it.
You see all the ramifications. Yeah.
There's a lot of residual effects.
Absolutely.
And they're starting to show up. But this is the day that people can actually help. This is the day that people can actually substantially help all these folks that need you right now.
And make a difference, because we may not be able to solve all of the problems yet, and get over COVID, get through COVID all the way. But this is one thing every one of us can do. We can make a difference by helping this food drive fill our food pantries and get to the people who really need it. And all of us can be a part of it.
217-875-3350. First $30,000 right out of the chute here. Going to be matched by the kindness of the Rices and the Blacks and the Weismans. And so give us a call, 217-875-3350. That may be the easiest way that you can do this all day long. They will literally take your credit card information over the phone, or if you just want to make a pledge to write a check, they'll send you an invoice. Very simple and easy. You can go to Nauticator.com. There's a Venmo code on the food drive page. There's also a link to the United Way portal to give online. And if you're looking for a tax-deductible donation, that will work because it's through, please don't knock Lindsay off the stage, 501c3, because the Community Foundation and the United Way have been fantastic partners, and Natalie and Debbie are just the best.
Oh, they are. My daughter just did Venmo this morning.
Yes.
So, it's, here we go.
You know how I learned to do Venmo?
I don't know how to do Venmo.
When I play golf with my son and son-in-laws, if I happen to win, the only way I get paid is if I get Venmo. They don't carry cash with them.
All right, Mayor, Kevin, stick tight. We're going to bring Joel Fletcher into the conversation, and we're going to have some fun because Joel was out here for year one all those many years ago. We'll take a break. Back with more live from the food drive. Call right now, 217-875-3350. 317-875-3350. 217-875-3350.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Hi, JR here from Speed Lube, and I'm just like you. I don't like waiting around for something to get done either. At Speed Lube, we pride ourselves in offering you the best customer service experience in as little time needed, featuring quality Pennzoil motor oil. Speed Lube and Pennzoil are two names you can trust to keep your vehicle running at tip-top shape regardless of the weather. Stop in and visit us at any of our six convenient Decatur area locations or our shops in Lincoln and Clinton, and get your Pennzoil oil change today at Speed Lube.
Eagle Ridge of Decatur is the area's premier affordable assisted lifestyle community.
I think the most that I like about Eagle Ridge is that the staff here is willing to help us in any way, shape, or form.
I don't think they can treat you any better than what they're treating me.
And they make us welcome.
Eagle Ridge of Decatur provides a wonderful alternative for people who need just a little help. Call 872-1282 to schedule your tour today.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
There she stood in the street. Back here live at the 20th annual WSOY Community Food Drive. 217-875-3350 is the telephone number. I want to thank BJ and the whole crew. I know Dave Wentz out there with others manning the phones. I think they have 6, 7, 8 operators all day long there at First Christian Church. One of the easiest ways for you to give, they will literally take your credit card information over the phone, or if you want to send a check, they'll just send you an invoice, and you can make your pledge. Right now, $30,000 matching for the first hour here, courtesy of the Wiesmans and the Blacks and the Rices. We really appreciate their giving. And you can call right now, 217-875-3350. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf is with us. In another life, she works at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital alongside with this guy, who in another life, I guess if you live long enough, there's a lot of lives, because.
Yeah, we've all gone around a circle.
Oh no, I'm still
I
here.
I know you're still in the middle.
But, Joel Fletcher, joins us. Joel was around, year one, and I don't know if you have any fond memories of that, day and a half. It was very cold. I do remember that. It was in November.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah. And we were loading things like one can at a time.
Right.
You were the big guy back then. You're like the general manager of the radio station.
I couldn't believe it, though. You know, trying to drive that. Was it Jimmy Peck that
Jim Peck and Sims
gave us this truck?
It was a box truck.
Yes. And the Radio Shack.
Yeah, eventually. That's right. But I remember that because I wondered if it was going to get to its destination. It was wobbling all over the It's lucky we turned the corner, but the thing didn't tip over. Honestly, it was just not, I mean, today.
But it was better than nothing. I dropped off a Barbie sleeping bag for Kayla Hittmeyer because it's all I had in my car, and she was literally turning blue. She was so cold.
It was close to better than nothing because as we evolved, we watched Kenny and we watched Kevin Daly organize those trucks.
Right.
And, Joe, you're better as a station manager than you were
as
loading
a loader.
Trucks.
I don't know about that. Yeah, we were up on stage. And that's sort of the way it worked. Anyway, we had a lot of fun that year. We raised 35,000 pounds of food. And the next year, that number jumped up to 56 and then to 80. And then in 2005, we crossed the 100,000 pound mark.
Huge. That was so huge.
Well, it was. 10 years later, in 2015, we passed the million pound mark. And then last year, we literally 3,200,000 pounds of food, really the cash equivalent of that. And so it's humble beginnings.
Well, it's hard for me to believe that I was only there for four of the 20. Because I think I left in either 05 or 06.
Yeah, and it really started to take
off. I know.
And that's when we turned the corner.
You know, like when I was on with Kevin, I felt like Arthur Carlson sometimes, you know, in WKRP.
Oh, I know.
So I leave and the thing goes through the roof. And now look what's happened. But I did not know. I thought that you added the school contest later.
No,
that was the first year.
Was it really?
Yeah, it really was. We had the lunch that we've talked about all these years with Kevin and John Skeffington, and that was Kevin's idea, I believe.
That was part of the original idea,
yeah. How do we get the kids involved?
Yeah.
How do we get the young people
Great
involved?
Idea.
And, you know, originally started that first year because, well, you know, Kevin and John clearly were very close to Catholic Charities mm-hmm. and the Catholic mm-hmm. schools. And we, the first year, all of the food donated went to Catholic Charities. And the grade schools just stepped up in a huge way, the parochial schools, and have been ever since, right?
Yeah, I think that first year was Our Lady of Lourdes was the winner because of Matt Pichel.
Right,
right.
You know, Matt came up with that idea. It was his confirmation project mm-hmm. to hand out bags at the back of church. And like a month before the food drive, by the time the food drive got here, the priest couldn't even say Mass. I mean, they were just tripping over cans of corn.
Well, every year, I mentioned this to you earlier, Kevin, every time we do the food drive, I think of those kids who 20 years ago are now
in their 30s.
Married yeah. and have kids yeah. who
teaching
are
teaching their kids about this.
Exactly.
Well, it's been
great lesson.
Generational for sure. And then that following year, we only did the first year in November. And I don't think that was any rhyme or reason. It was just sort of the timing and, you know, it'll be around Thanksgiving.
Well, coming up on
right?
Thanksgiving yeah. and the holidays, you think about it.
And then it was Marty Andrews yeah. who called us. And
what a brilliant idea he had.
Yeah, we're like, October?
Yes.
We're in.
And 8 a.m. at that time, and still to this day, do, you know, World Food Day, and,
right.
and they do efforts, and we'll check in with Jennifer Ballinger a little later today. They do this around the world, and Marty said, you know, hey, would you consider, you know, adding the Salvation Army?
Yeah.
And we said, absolutely, you know, because there wasn't any grand plan year one. It was just sort of we wanted to do something.
Well,
to
we
get
need
back.
A food distributor. We knew Catholic Charities knew how to distribute
yeah.
the food. We didn't want to distribute food.
No, we knew clearly from the very beginning what our role was, and it wasn't, you know, doing what the pantries do. So then after a number of years of supporting those, the two largest, you know, we had a lot of people asking about the others, and we kind of felt like we'd gotten to a point where we were giving enough to those two that we could then mm-hmm. add other people in. And then thanks to all of you, last year we were able to help not only Catholic Charities and Salvation Army, but Good Samaritan Inn, the Northeast Community Fund, Reasonable Services, the Blue Mountain Food Pantry, the Crossing Healthcare Prescription Gardens, the Big Blue Backpack Attacks, the Melka, the Mountford Food Pantry, the Mount Zion Food Pantry, Helping Hands Food Pantry, and God's Shelter of Love.
That wow. is just amazing.
It is.
That is absolutely amazing.
Well, and didn't you 1 year help out Taylorville
we
because
did.
Of the tornado?
We gave, I believe, $50,000 to
great.
Their food pantry down there the year they got hit right on
Christmas
the day
parade.
Of the Christmas parade with that ripped through their town. Yes,
yeah.
and that, those one-offs have been nice, you know,
bet.
To be able to do. Because you just don't, you know, there's nothing you can do. I mean, who's expecting a tornado, you know, in December, for sure?
And who would have thought, we never in our wildest imagination when we came up with this idea, thought that we would get the kind of support that we ended up getting from this community that allowed us to go to all these other food pantries. Before, we were just really concerned about the two, mm-hmm. which was Catholic Charities and Salvation Army, and trying to keep them equipped with food throughout the year. But this community is just unbelievable. And it supported this food drive in ways we never dreamt. And then the businesses took it on. And we always had the big companies, but then the medium and small companies, all the individuals out there listening right now, you have made this a huge success.
217-875-3350. Just like Steve and Cheryl Bingaman, who just made a $250 donation, that goes towards Eisenhower, which, by the way, 2 years running now, the champs.
Oh, that's great, Brian. I mean, it's about time. I'm glad. I mean, the Catholic schools kind of carried the water for a long time. But you got the public schools into it, and we appreciate it.
Absolutely. I think last year there were, I don't know, 60 schools that participated somewhere in that ballpark. And the lesson for the kids, right? I mean, and as they are now adults, now coming through writing checks when, you know, they were kids stacking cans, those lessons go on for a lifetime.
And, you know, when those parents are who were kids then are now still very involved in leading their family, I mean, what a great life lesson that is. Besides just being benevolent, it's the right thing to do. And those kids, you know, will grow up, and hopefully this is still going. We know we would rather it wasn't, but we're going to need it. Let's face it. And those kids will grow up contributing in their own way, too, which is fantastic.
Well, St. Teresa came in big time in about, I don't know, fifth or sixth year.
Well,
and you know why?
Those great school kids were then at St. Teresa.
Exactly.
It's translated into business. Also, Brian, I want to mention, you know, for the longest time, it was kind of the WSOI community food drive. But partnering with the other media in town, I think, has really been a great lesson and message. But to have the Herald and Review and WAND to be a part of this as well.
Yeah,
and
look at that headline.
I mean, that's fantastic. Yeah, time to shine again.
Time to shine again. And WND is right back there. The lights are shining.
Absolutely. And we have some donations we're going to go through that came in earlier. I want to thank Rotary. We had a chance to go visit with them, as we do every year. And they gave us a $1,000 check that day. And also a couple of members pulled out some cash and wrote a check. So that was very good. Everywhere we go, you know, it sort of seems to be this way. You know, we got to run by the office last time just to, you know, because there's a check. There's a, you know, envelope there waiting. And we'll get everybody's name, you know, I hope, today that wants to. If you want to be anonymous, we respect that, too, and you can certainly call and do that, and we'll respect your wishes. But we just like thanking people for giving, because it's what makes this day happen. And if you think about buying food from the Central Illinois Food Bank at 19 cents a pound, I mean, that's as low. Now, if they have to buy milk or other things, it's more expensive.
Right.
But for years, you know, it was great to fill up all those ADM semis. I mean, it was fun.
It was fun.
The forklifts and the people and or Joel just throwing, you know, stuff
bags
in the back.
Or, you know, glass jars full of spaghetti sauce.
But here's the strength in this. You know, even though because of COVID we're not able to do it the way we have in the past, now in January, February, when they need this very specific thing, it's not that the pantry's full of whatever people decided to give. They can go buy that very specific thing and buy in bulk numbers, meaning that we bank all of this money so they can get it at that 19 cents a pound.
I mean, it truly makes your donation go so much further. And, you know, quite frankly, we're all busy. And it's one more chore to go to the grocery store and get, you know, Kevin's favorite, what is it, a case of hominy?
A hominy. Homily.
Sure, it's not homily.
Homily. It's, you know, I'd rather listen to a homily than eat hominy. But at Kroger, we gotta talk about Kroger. Even though we're not getting the food like we used to in physical form, if it weren't for Kroger, this parking lot, that unbelievable company, this food drive would not have been successful.
Right. And I mean, they basically opened their parking lot. They
listen,
bag food.
They couldn't have throughout the years.
Yeah.
And Kevin Kantansky is going to be with us on the phone later today because he was here at the very beginning. He was a buddy of Tuna's.
That's right.
You know, he worked in, you know, the Kroger here, you know, Indicator,
he
before
sure
going to corporate in Indiana. Then he retired a couple of years ago, and Eric Halverson took over. Eric will be here with us this morning. But we're going to go back and visit with Kevin later this afternoon.
That's great.
Because those are the great memories.
That's
it's
right.
You know, it's the relationships and the people. And by the way, you know, they're showing up with some big checks today, too. I mean, not only doing all of this, but they continue to support the community in a big way by writing those checks.
Yeah, they have corporations like Kroger, ADM, you know, Tate and Lyle, Caterpillar. They all make a big difference in this community and employment, but they also give back.
Absolutely. Okay, so here is the deal. The Knights of Columbus, an organization that you are...
I was there last night for wings.
I'm going to see him in his full uniform one day.
He's very handsome.
Hey, they got new uniforms.
Yeah, but when was the last time you had one on?
Oh, a while back. I'm not even sure where it's at right now, if you want to know the truth.
I want the hat. I want to see all of it. I really do.
You probably gave that away to somebody.
Okay, so I'd like to... The Mount Zion Knights of Columbus, okay? During the month of September... Their council, 11582, held its ninth annual No Food Food Drive. Amongst its membership and parish members, they're pleased to announce that this year's drive resulted in a $3,000 donation.
Terrific.
That is so
good. The WSOY Community Food Drive.
Terrific.
Thank you very, very much. The Knights of Columbus of Mount Zion. And that's
of
going,
Mount Zion?
Yes, that's going to Mount Zion High School. We had a $50 anonymous donation going towards MacArthur. Paul McCann with a $200 donation going towards MacArthur. And this one caught me. You know, the family, when we were, you know, this week has been all about making plans. And there's this question you get at the funeral home about, you know, in lieu of flowers.
Right.
And the family said, well, of course, you know, the food drive. Bruce Nims, who put this in memory of my dad, $3,000.
Oh, oh, that's phenomenal.
Wow.
Thank you.
That is phenomenal.
Absolutely. Yeah. So here is the telephone number, 217-875-3350, 217-875-3350. Give us a call. Please let those folks over at First Christian keep them busy today. They love taking your calls. They'll take your pledge or your credit card information, however you want to do it. There's a Venmo code on Nauticator.com. There's also the United Way portal where you can give. That's important if you're an ADM employee or anybody that's like has a matching program.
That's right.
Because that needs to go through a 501c3. You can do that through the Community Foundation or the United Way. Please give. 217-875-3350. First $30,000 this hour are going to be matched dollar for dollar.
Which is awesome.
Absolutely. And then, Mayor, you're coming back tonight?
Yeah, I will be back for, you know, the $20 million, you know, total.
A $20 million total.
Well, your girl could dream.
I know. That's the TV coming out of you.
Yeah.
Right
or the
there.
Red Bull, yeah.
Yeah,
Brian,
yeah.
Brian, I have gone on trips with Julie to Washington, D.C., seeking funds for this community, and she would she'd be totally upfront to these politicians. I'm talking congressmen and senators. We're here to get buckets of money from
That's
you.
Right.
And she hit the payday with Brush College Road.
Yeah, and we are so close. Hopefully that's going to bid letting. I'm banking on January
We're
right now.
We're talking about $50 million.
Yeah, $50 million.
That's great. I know that's been in the works for a long time.
People are going to be complaining about traffic, but okay. It'll be all right.
Get over it.
Get over it's construction. That's what we want.
Well, the mayor is going to come back with us. I mentioned we're going to be visiting with Kevin Katansky and Jimmy Pack, who was out there that first year. Kayla Hittmeyer is going to call in from Las Vegas. But all the folks that were around 20 years ago for the beginning of this thing. We just, here's the deal, folks. The mission, we're going to have fun today. There's going to be a lot of memories. But the mission is let's fill up these food pantries, bank accounts, so that they have the money to get through and weather this storm. And I know, Mayor, you and I have talked so many times over the last, you know, year and a half. I know the way you care about the people of this community, and this is one thing we can do. A lot of stuff we can't solve.
Yeah, don't have a lot of control over a lot of things. We can do our best, and we can't always solve every problem, but we can solve this problem for Macon County.
You make sure a kid doesn't go to bed hungry.
And, or a grandma.
Yeah, exactly. 217-875-3350. 217-875-3350. Joe, great seeing you.
Hey,
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thanks for, on behalf of all the people who are listening today, that for the opportunity.
Yeah.
To do this because it is phenomenal, and I'll have fun all day listening. I'll be on the road, but I'll be listening.
Yeah, listen all day.
Absolutely,
a lot of people do, don't they?
Absolutely, I'll listen for the stories and the names of the people that are helping out. So thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks for
doing this. We appreciate it. We're
going to
take a quick break. Back with more. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today, we've got areas of dense fog up until around 11 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 78. And tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 59. For Saturday, mostly sunny and a high of 84. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 88. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 61 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:51. And this look at your weather is brought to you by Palmer Tire, now offering Michelin and Goodyear tires.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Add curb appeal with the new ThermaTru entry door from Maroa Lumber.
Whether you want the look of real wood or a pop of color, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. Therma-Tru doors are durable and energy efficient. They won't rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to 4 times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the Therma-Tru doors at Maroa Lumber, 229 East Main in Maroa.
Hi, I'm Corky Nicholson with Hickory Point Bank. Decatur is full of hard-working business owners. From family-owned shops and restaurants to companies with hundreds of employees, local businesses are making a positive impact on our community. And we get it. We understand local businesses because we are a local business. We make our own decisions just like you. You're local, we're local, and we're all working to make our hometown an even better place. Hickory Point Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Millikan University invites high school and transfer students to a campus visit day on Monday, October 11th. Come see for yourself what a Millikan education is all about. Attend a campus visit day to learn about admission criteria and important deadlines, academic programs, financial aid and scholarships, and see how you can get involved in athletics, Greek life, and student organizations. Experience the Millikan difference on Monday, October 11th at a campus visit day. Register at millikan.edu/visit.
Do you know where to find beautiful apparel and spooktacular gifts? Shop on Main, of course. This boutique has ghoulishly delightful sweaters, pants, jackets, and accessories that are perfect for most ages, budgets, and styles. Join Shop on Main Wednesday, October 27th for Witches Night Out from 3 to 7 p.m. Treats and specials will take place, so don't be frightened away. Come to play. Shop on Main, 407 North Main Street in downtown Decatur, or online at shop-on-main.com. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
We all have dreams. A fulfilling job, a great place to live, a sense of pride and accomplishment. But for many of us, these dreams simply can't be fully achieved without additional education or training. I'm Tony Holly of the Community Foundation of Macon County, and we're here to help you achieve your goals and reach your dreams. So we've expanded our scholarship program to include adult and non-traditional students. This program is specifically for Macon County residents aged 24 or older who have interrupted their schooling for at least 3 years after graduating from high school or after earning their GED, and help them in achieving a 2-year, 4-year, or a master's degree, as well as vocational training at Richland Community College and or Millikan. To apply by the November 1st deadline, go to MaconKindGives.org, or for questions, call us at the Community Foundation at 217-429-3000. Again, that's MaconKindGives.org, 217-429-3000. We're here to help you jumpstart your path to your exciting next chapter.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here at the Kroger on US 36 for the 20th annual WSOY Community Food Drive. Here's the telephone number, 217-875-3350, 217-875-3350. We had a, from the Decatur Airport, I'm a little confused on this one, a $100 cash donation, and I'm
probably the folks out of
it says airport director, but the name doesn't match. So I'm going to get some clarification on that. Heritage Behavioral with a $293
nice.
Cash donation.
Nice.
Hannah Wolf, that sounds familiar. I think that's the mayor's daughter with a $50 donation. Megan Rick with a $50 donation. This is via Venmo, by the way, both of those. And that Dennis School and Moreau Forsyth, $20 anonymous donation, a $30 anonymous donation. Venmo online, or you can give us a call at 217-875-3350. One of the agencies that we're able to support, Kevin, each year is the Helping Hands Food Pantry.
Right.
And Kristen and Deb are with us here today, and good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about Helping Hands. What is it that you guys do?
We give free food and clothing every week, once a week, and we've been doing this since 2002.
And then how did all that get started?
We just wanted to do more. We wanted to do more at our church, so we started small, and now we have a separate building, and we're rolling.
Okay, what church are you guys associated with?
D1 NAS, First Church of the Nazarene
okay.
Decatur.
NAS.
Cool.
Yeah,
I like that. I do, too. And so where are you located?
We're on north of town, behind the mall, kind of, west of the mall.
Okay.
So 1177
Hickory Point Road.
Yes, 1177 Hickory Point Road.
What have you? I mean, I'm assuming both of you, you know, work in this, and what have you learned about? I've learned so much over the last 20 years. What I've learned is that hunger doesn't have a look. You know, it's people of all ages and all backgrounds, and people are impacted across the spectrum, right?
Exactly.
And what we want to do is just serve people where they're at, whether it's kids in schools with the school bags that we do, or people that show up and ask for help. Anyone that comes, there's no, you don't have to have any proof of the amount of money you make or anything like that. You show up, we give, you can take what you need, and we just welcome anyone to show up at any time.
All right, tell me about the school bags that you do.
We partner with a couple of different schools every year, and over the weekend, Food Hunger for Kids is a really big thing. It's helped a lot during the pandemic because they've been getting breakfast and lunch at schools, but, you know, you still have the weekend, and not all the kids go home and have food on the weekends.
And breakfast is probably the most important meal of the day.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And so what we try to do is we try and give them food that will get them through maybe a couple meals on the weekend, just something so that when they go home, there's something there for them.
That's incredible. I can tell you guys are very proud of the work that you do. I mean, it's joyful in helping other people, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Well, what are some of the stories you hear from the parents and the kids about what's going on in their life and why they're there?
Well, one of the ones that I personally know about, there's three siblings, and the mom lost her job. And for one reason or another, couldn't get on benefits. And so the mom was really, really struggling, just trying to provide anything that she could. And so these kids, you know, they came in, and after talking with her and praying with her and seeing these kids, you know, being able to send food with them home and knowing that their story and knowing they're one of the groups of kids that were impacting really, really makes a difference. Sometimes just life circumstances is hard on parents, and they want to do best by their kids, but they can't. Mm.
Well, listen, we appreciate the work you do, and we're happy to be able to, through the efforts here, financially support it. This is the easy part. What you guys do is the heavy lifting and the work. So thank you very much, and please thank everybody at your church and your organization for doing such an amazing thing.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.